I'd like to go to Joel chapter 2. Amen. Joel chapter 2. Verse number 12. Joel chapter 2 and verse 12 says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord, give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, Where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive them into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pasture of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. Thank the Lord for this, the reading of his word. And I would like to pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Would you pray for me and with me that the Lord will just have his way, Lord? We thank you, Lord, for this service tonight. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's here. Lord, we humbly come before you tonight. We need your help, God. We need a touch from heaven, Lord. We can't do it on our own, God. Lord, but you can. I know that you can. I know that you can do all things. We look to you, God, tonight. We look for your touch. We look for your mercy and your grace. Help us, God, to leave changed. Let the Holy Ghost come and manifest himself in this service. Lord, send down your Spirit, we pray. We pray that you'll move on our hearts. You'll move on our lives. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, but they won't see me, but that they'll see you. Lord, I pray that you'll touch us, Lord. Help us, God. Open our eyes that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of reading tonight. I thought about reading the whole chapter, and I might as well should have since I read everything but 11 verses, but give us a little bit of break there. The first verses is talking about the terribleness of God's judgments through verse 11. He talks about how the day of darkness and the day of the Lord. I believe that Joel is prophesying here, and prophecy is still yet to come to pass. But he's talking here about God's judgment and how that it's just not really good, a lot of things that is going on in the verses prior to verse 12, where we started reading. The scriptures that we read tonight starts out with a call or an exhort to turn to God. Notice that it is God speaking through his prophet. He says, therefore also now saith the Lord. It's not just Joel talking here. It's not just a scribe reading. But it is God speaking through his man saying, turn to me. Amen. Turn to me with all your heart. Praise God. He says in verse 13, rend your heart and not your garments. Don't just make a show of it. I mean, they made a show when they crucified Jesus. The Bible said the high priest rent his garments. And there's a lot of people can make a show, but it's not so much how much a show we make. It's what's in the heart. People can put on a good front. Amen. But I'm telling you what, here he said, rend your heart and not your garments. Jesus talked a little bit about that when he talked about men praying, standing in the corner of the streets, that they may be heard of men. He said the Sadducees fast. They put on this long face, and they wear these droopy clothes, and they appear to men to fast. He said, but don't do that. He said, in other words, rend your heart. It's on the inside. Praise God. There's a lot of scriptures here. He's talking gathering together, calling a fast. He said, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, a fast proclaimed, and blow the trumpet in Zion. My, if we ever needed to blow the trumpet. We need to set the trumpet to our mouth and blow it today. Just like John the Baptist, I read the other day in John 1, it said, and there was a man sent from God whose name was John. If we ever needed men to be sent from God, if we ever needed somebody like they did in that day and hour, it's this day and hour. Amen. We need God to send us, and to send us his word. The Bible says that then the Lord will be jealous. All these scriptures here, there's no way I can look at and talk about all of them, but he said he would have pity on his people. He will answer. We need an answer from God. Can you say amen? The day and hour we live in, we need God to move. We need God to help us. But the whole point, I feel like, is we need to get to verse 28. It says, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit, amen, upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. We need to get to verse 28. We need to get to that verse right there where the Spirit, the Holy Ghost is promised. That's what the church needs tonight. That's what Old Paths Tabernacle needs tonight. We need to get to verse 28 of Joel chapter 2. Where he said, I'll pour out of my spirit. Amen. We've read about it in days gone by. We can read about it in history. Amen. Where God sent Pentecost to the United States of America. It's been over 100 years, I believe 104 years, getting about that time, where Azusa Street and the Pentecost was poured out and revival fire swept across this land. And I tell you what, that's what we need again. They made it to Joel chapter 2, verse 28, where he said, I will pour out my spirit. God wants to pour out his spirit. Amen. And if we ever lived in a day and hour where we need God to pour out his Holy Ghost upon us, the church, it is now. We need God to pour out the Holy Ghost upon us. We need God to send down his spirit upon us tonight. We need him in this service tonight. We need that power that he talked about and that he told us about. He told us about it. Can you imagine the disciples as they waited? Some say 7 days, some say 10 days. It don't, you know, whatever. But anyways, they waited. And I'm a 10-day man, but that doesn't necessarily matter. But they waited that time. And you can imagine, he said it's coming, them telling each other. He said the promise is coming. He said he was going to send the Comforter. He said to wait in Jerusalem. Amen. Well, that's what we need to tell one another today. He said the promise is for us. Amen. The promise has been spoken. He said the Comforter would come. Amen. God's promises are for us today. Do you believe that? You believe we need the Holy Ghost power in this day and hour? Amen. We need the Holy Ghost power in our lives. And I pray, Lord, start on me. I pray, Lord, send that Holy Ghost power on me. Send it on me. Send it in my life. I need the Lord to send down that Joel 2:28. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but it feels like in my soul that the Lord is trying to create a hunger. That the Lord is trying to create a desire in my heart for his spirit. Amen. To seek his spirit, to receive from him. We need the Lord to send down that power. We need the Lord to send down his spirit. Just like it says right there in Joel 2:28. I felt like the Lord was dealing with me on these scriptures, and I don't expect to preach good. I've got a burden on my heart though, and I hope the Lord will help me get it across. I felt like the Lord wants to send us that spirit. The Lord wants to send us that promise that he said. God wants to fill believers right here in this church. You say, well, it's Wednesday night. Well, God can do it anytime. God can do it tonight, and I want him to do it. I want him to do it for me. Amen. I want the Lord to fill me with his spirit all over again. They talk about being lost in the spirit. I've been lost in the Holy Ghost before where I didn't know what was going on. But I have to sadly admit it's been too long ago. It's been way too long ago. Amen. Since that happened. And I know that there's believers in this place tonight that's been seeking for the Holy Ghost. And that anointing that comes through the Holy Ghost. You've been seeking for the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, he can do it here tonight. God can send down the Holy Ghost power. We've been praying for revival. We've been praying that God would save souls. Amen. That's the pouring out of his spirit. I want to tell you, this is what I'm going to preach on. Brother Richard, you can get ready. This is my title right here. My title is, verse 12, a good place to start. Verse 12, a good place to start. We want the Holy Ghost to send down his anointing on us. We want the Lord to send down the Holy Ghost upon us. But how are we going to get to verse 28? Well, there's a lot of things that has got to be done before we get there. But you know what? We got to start somewhere. Y'all believe that? We've got to start somewhere. You don't just immediately and it's all done. You know that. You got to start somewhere. There has to come a starting place somewhere. And I feel like the Lord would like to tell us tonight that verse 12 is a good place to start. He said, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all of your heart. Now I want you to know something. That turning to God with all your heart means turning away from everything else.
That means God has to have all of your heart. Amen. Turning to God with all your heart means letting go of some other things. If we're going to turn to God with all of our heart, church, we're going to have to let go of some other things. I've got three questions that I felt like the Lord dealt with me about, and I'm going to bring it, and I'm going to try to preach from verse 12, and I'm going to try to bring it on these things, if the Lord will help me. Turning to God with all of our heart, I feel like we need to ask ourselves the question, is the need worth it? Is the need big enough to cause us to turn to God with all of our heart? You see, we've gotten to a place today, for sure in the church, it seems like in my life, where we don't need it that bad. We don't need God to give us verse 28 so bad that we're going to give up some other things. I mean, if we really knew that we needed God so bad that nothing else was important to us, nothing else mattered to us, if the need was really big enough, amen, we need to ask ourselves the question, is the need big enough to turn to God with all of our heart? He said also, and with fasting. This is not necessarily something we hear a lot about either nowadays. But is the need worth fasting over? We've got to get to verse 28, church. How are we going to get there? Well, we've got to start somewhere. Well, I felt like the Lord dealt with me that verse 12 was a good place to start. Amen. And if we're going to get to verse 28, we've got to start fasting. I felt like that the Lord was dealing with somebody about fasting. And I may be way off. I'll step out on a limb right here. But I felt like the Lord was dealing with somebody about fasting. And you may have been seeking God. I don't know who. It could be anybody. But you asking God to confirm it, I just felt like saying that's your confirmation. But he said, even.